What a difference a day makes. Last night, I went to sleep thinking the Israeli elections were pretty much a tie. Then I woke up to the pinging of my phone with headlines declaring a decisive victory for Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Now it's looking like he'll get his fourth term as Israel's prime minister, as long as he can form a new coalition. Anyone who's ever watched House of Cards, the BBC one, I mean, knows that's a messy process in a parliamentary government. But reporter Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv says messy, yes, but it's not rocket science.
It's very simple math. Netanyahu says he wants to build a nationalist government, and he says he has invited the leaders of the right-wing, pro-settlement nationalistic parties and also the ultra-Orthodox Jewish parties to join in his coalition. There were some speculations about Netanyahu inviting his main rival, the center-left party, to join. They've said they're going to stay in the opposition. So it doesn't seem like there are going to be any real surprises about how he forms his governing coalition. It's going to be right-wing. It's going to be nationalist. So I don't foresee any surprises.
Well, Netanyahu called this election because his coalition government wasn't working at the end of last year. You know, what is different this time around?
Last time around, he had the Yesh Atid centrist party, which was trying to fight ultra-Orthodox Jewish exemptions from army service, alongside a pro-settler right-wing nationalistic party. There was also Israel's chief negotiator to the Palestinians. So you had settlers sitting next to someone who wanted to forge peace with the Palestinians. They had all kinds of differing ideologies, and so that government coalition didn't hold. And what Netanyahu is looking for now is a much more stable government, one that is going to be a lot more alike in its ideologies, and I think he's going to get it.
Netanyahu swerved pretty far right in the final moments of the election, declaring no Palestinian state. There was also a message yesterday warning people that Arabs were coming out to vote. Do you think this will be how he governs now, in a more right-wing or more right-leaning manner?
It seems to be, Aaron. The unified nationalist right-wing government that he seems to be poised to build is going to keep him to task if he tries to swerve any other direction. In the last days of the election, Netanyahu campaigned in West Bank Jewish settlements to get their vote, and I think he's going to have to answer to those West Bank settlers who voted for him. It seems to me that Netanyahu is not going to have much wiggle room here in terms of the right-wing coalition that he seems poised to build.
There is some talk in different Israeli papers of the possibility that the country's president, Reuven Rivlin, will actually tap the other guy, the one who lost, to form a coalition. Is there any possibility of that, do you think?
I really don't think there is, Aaron. It seems to me like it's going to be very hard for Isaac Herzog of the center-left Zionist Union to form a coalition. The name of the game is 61 seats. You know, in a 120-seat parliament, you need half. You need at least 61 seats. And the center-left party doesn't seem to be able to build that coalition. Netanyahu, if you get out the calculator and you do the math, it's much more likely that he'd be able to form a coalition with the nationalist, right-wing, and ultra-Orthodox parties.
And finally, Daniel, we talked yesterday about the new bloc of Arab-Israeli politicians. They did come in third, as we expected. What effect might they have in the new government?
I think that the significance of the Arab joint list is the voice that they represent. They represent a different kind of politics this time. In the past, Arab-Israeli politicians have focused on the Palestinian issue and have been criticized for not focusing on the discrimination that Arab-Israelis face inside Israel. And I think they're now a force to be reckoned with, and they are going to be very focused on trying to advance equality for Arabs who make up 20% of Israel's population.
That's reporter Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv.